866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335. 866-95-STEEL.
Fox News and the forecast are coming up after local news first from the Automated Office System studios of WCHV AM and FM Charlottesville.
Sunshine this morning gives way to clouds this afternoon. High temperatures today, upper 50s to near 60.
It's 35 degrees here at the Automated Office System Studios at 5 a.m. And from the WCHV and CBS 19 newsrooms, it's local news first on Joe Thomas in the Morning.
The city of Charlottesville wants to improve safety for pedestrians along Barracks Road.
So the preferred concept that we have right now will expand the 4 to 5 foot sidewalk that's there to a 10 foot multi-use path going up the hill. That'll kind of give a lot more room, and we're also proposing a green space, a little grass strip that kind of separates the pedestrian from those vehicles.
He says the growth at the intersection is what made them rethink the road.
The main driver for this application was really the redevelopment of the corner, so both the CAVA site and the CVS site. Those were adding traffic to an already congested intersection.
The project would start at the intersection of Barracks and Emmett and would extend toward Hilltop Road.
Appomattox and Pittsfield counties have joined a growing list of counties in the Commonwealth that have declared themselves Second Amendment sanctuary counties, joining Campbell, Charlotte, and Carroll counties. None of the counties within the listening area have taken up such legislation so far.
The Kale Advisory Committee has come up with 6 names for Kale Elementary School. The new options are Mountain View, Avon, Southside, Avon Ridge, Biscuit Run, and Mill Creek.
As we get into the second annual No Shave November, there's a fundraiser coming up called Beards and Beer, sponsored by Can You Handle Bar and organized by Robert Baker, who is on WCHV explaining.
One of my co-workers is one of the co-owners of Decipher Brewing in Charlottesville, 1740 Broadway Avenue. They said they would host it. $5 registration fee for all the competitors. We're going to have raffles. Then we're going to have a 50-50 raffle. Half will go to the winner. The other half will be donated to cancer research.
Mm-hmm. But it's not just open to guys with beards.
It's open to women, children, and the follically challenged. And this is called the best artistic. So you make a beard. You can make it out of Legos. You can make it out of pipe cleaners. You can make it out of paper mache, whatever it is you want to do. And it gives everyone a chance to compete. The University of Virginia Cancer Center actually gave me a donation page as well. All of this can be found underneath of the Decipher Brewing Facebook page.
From the CBS 19 newsroom, I'm Bo Sykes.
And here at the Automated Office System Studios, it is 34 degrees with Fox News and your CBS 19 Weather Authority forecast coming up next on the station welcoming the Trans-Siberian Orchestra to Charlottesville. Listen to win tickets all next week on WCHV.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia. It's a Wonderful Life in Fluvanna holiday celebration will start on December 6th and 7th and will feature a holiday tree festival at Lake Monticello Ashlawn Clubhouse. Then on December 13th, the tree lighting will be at Pleasant Grove Park. December 14th will be performances at Carey's Brook. And December 15th will end the celebration with Christmas in the Village of Palmyra. The Fluvanna SPCA now has open position